I think drivers would be shocked by the amount that councils appear to be taking simply as a result of car parking machines being out of date. Now, we know this is a legacy thing. It's not the cheapest job for a council to do to replace a parking machine. But if we're looking at some substantial six-figure sums for the amount that councils seem to be taking simply as a result of machines being out of date, it's pretty shocking, especially in the days of credit card use, contactless technology, that sort of thing. It really is something that needs to change and fast. And there doesn't appear to really be any defence for it, apart from the fact that some of these machines are simply very old and don't offer change. And from the RAC's perspective, as I say, in the days of contactless cards, which can now be fitted, we understand, retrofitted to old vending machines easily, so you could even buy a packet of crisps or a chocolate bar using a contactless card, we really don't see why this sort of technology shouldn't be put in place within council-run car parks. Now, we have to be honest, there is a cost attached to this. We know how under the cosh financially many councils are, but we believe it's imperative on them to publish plans for drivers and visitors to these particular regions in Kent to explain when they can expect these kinds of machines to be upgraded. It's not really acceptable that so many of them don't issue change. The fact there are whole council areas simply where there are no machines that issue change really is quite shocking. Councils need to be clear about exactly what they're doing with this money. If we were talking small sort of handfuls of change adding up to small amounts, that's one thing. But we're talking here about, as I say, six-figure sums, hundreds of thousands of pounds every year that simply people are putting into machines and basically not getting any benefit from. So I think it's incumbent on the councils to be clear with all drivers within Kent exactly where this money's going.